Good afternoon and welcome to the Senior Hour, which is sponsored by Providence Holy Cross Medical Center, Hestia Med Spa, and Comfort Keepers in Home Care. I'm Barbara Cochran with my absent co-host, Dr. Jean Dorio, who's busy today, on your hometown station, 98.1 FM, AM 1220 KHTS. This is a show for, about, and by seniors, giving information to enhance one's quality of life. And speaking of seniors, our one and only Kevin McDonald, head honcho at the SCB Senior Center, joins us.
Hey,
how
Barbara.
Are you doing, head honcho?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Terrific. Good to be alive.
All right. Well, nice to be here with you.
Yes. It's a beautiful day outside.
Mm-hmm. It certainly is.
I understand it's going to get a wee bit hot, though.
Just to be expected in Santa Clarita.
Yes. So it's good to see you again. And the senior center is opening up.
We are not opening. We are opened.
You are opened.
We are opened. Yes.
Wow.
That's exciting news.
That's fantastic.
We've waited 2 years and a little bit more, and we are fully opened.
You did it. Okay. What's going on over there?
I think the question is, what's not going on?
I was going to say it's going to take you an hour to tell me that. Okay, so what is not going on? Everything.
Well, we're back and rolling, and for the first time, we're having people come in and have lunch inside again. Oh, first time since March 13th, 2020 is when I made the announcement.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we did drive-through on March 16th, which is the following Monday.
Yes.
And we've been doing that since. And a few weeks ago, we had kind of a soft opening. Not really an official one, but we opened up the courtyard first for dining out in the beautiful courtyard with the umbrellas.
Oh,
and people are going out there. We just have
there.
A beautiful courtyard to enjoy.
For
people who want to lean towards outside dining, it's nice that we have both.
Absolutely.
And then,
you also have those sprayers.
Yes, we have some sprayers.
Which keeps you cool. And
whenever you come, Barbara, we drag out the sprayers.
Yeah, something's got to tone me down.
There you go. And we also opened up the ballroom just a couple of weeks ago. So the ballroom is now open for dining. And, you know, it's looking beautiful. We have the piano player was playing yesterday. We have some nice soft music every day. And then a beautiful plated meal comes out for everybody. So we are so excited to welcome people back. And they're coming in a few at a time. But we're trying to get the word out to saying, if you qualify for our programs and all you have to be is 60 and over, you can come in and enjoy a nice lunch with your friends. And that's...
Now, are you offering food outside too?
Yeah, we're still doing the drive-thru. The drive-thru is very, very popular.
No, I mean, if you wanted to eat on the patio
you
outside.
You can have your choice.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, you can have your choice in the patio outside or
that's
inside dining.
Wonderful.
We're taking reservations now, but we're also taking some walk-ins. So whatever works for you, we can. Okay. So we're encouraging people to come and get our nice meals. Like I said, the drive-thru is still going on. But we want people to come inside and enjoy a nice meal together.
Well, those meals are enormous, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I ordered meals for Russ, we would both eat out of that same meal and have plenty of food.
Yes. They're still big. And and you know why they're large. You know the reason, because we're not sure when a person's next meal would be.
That's
and our
right.
goal as a nutrition program is we're not just thinking of make me a lunch. We're thinking of make me a meal, which may encounter two. I had the roast beef. We had a beautiful roast beef sandwich yesterday. It was beautifully cut. And that was two sandwiches for me.
And that's so, right. Well, so it was lunch just, one day and lunch the
yeah,
next day.
Yeah, so I was so pleased that we were able to offer that on a nice roll and everything else. So, you know, our cooks are working hard. Our servers are working hard. They're listening to me now back at Bella Vita. Our packaging team is out there doing, you know, 1,200 meals a day plus, depending on the crowds. So it's really nice to have people back.
Oh,
and
yes.
You're smiling now, but to see these smiles come in when people have really been quite isolated for a long time, to see them and just the joys and the little jiggle that they're doing saying, we are back. And,
we are here.
Yeah,
yes. And that's fantastic.
And they're exploring new friendships and old friends and a combination. So it's happening. We had a nice special thing happen yesterday. One of our volunteers, Jackie Hartman, decided to bring a special guest into the courtyard for lunch.
Really?
And her goal was to make sure this person had a nice lunch partner, because coming for the first time is kind of a little nerve-wracking as anything.
Yes.
And Jackie had a nice lunch with her. They invited somebody else to the table. So all of a sudden, a friendship naturally formed of people needing each other and wanting to share some conversation with each other. And now those two people who went to lunch together just not on purpose yesterday They're going to go to the concert on Saturday together.
Oh, that's terrific.
Isn't that nice? So that's talk about terrific. Developing a social life yes. with your colleagues and with your fellow seniors. That's what we call natural supports occur.
Yes. That's very nice. That's a nice story. And hopefully we'll hear more stories like that.
Yes. It's happening each day, so that's nice.
So what's in the immediate future for the Senior Center? What's going on?
It's rocking. We have all the classes going on. So if you walk through classes row, as we call it, or activity row, and we have the Tai Chi going on. We got the Zumba going on. I was with the Zumba class yesterday, the Flex and Flow Yoga. I walked into them accidentally yesterday, and they were all on their mats and in the dark. And so that's going on. So people are taking classes. The billiards are open. The cards room is open. So people are coming back and joining those classes, and they're getting full again, which is nice to have them live. But also, if you're at home, we also Zoom all the classes. So no one's going to be left behind. And one thing we learned from the pandemic is some people are still in their homes or homebound.
Yes, that's right.
And to have
they
that
are.
Opportunity to Zoom in and take your favorite class is kind of special.
That's great. Well, seniors especially, and the pandemic hit the seniors really, really hard. Mm-hmm. You know, because some of them had immune deficiencies, were frail, you know, and weakened anyway. And then, bang, here comes this monster disease. And so it's nice to know that everyone's getting out now.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I think some people are still a little wary, you
of
know,
course.
And want to state, no, don't get too close to me, you know, and standing 6 feet apart. And I noticed in the in some of the banks, they've taken their plastic things they used to have on the floor, indicating here mm-hmm. and way over there, 6 feet away. They don't have them on the floor anymore.
Right. So those restrictions have come down. We still ask for the masks. They're recommended. They're not required inside the building. But that's why we have the outside dining as an option. And
yes.
that's why we have the Zoom classes. So we want to hit all the comfort levels that are there. And the drive-through will continue for a little while longer, too, for those. So it's nice. It's just nice to see people are engaging in the classes. And I think one of the bigger things we push as a senior center is the socialization for seniors.
And that's so critical.
Why is
oh,
that critical? You tell
goodness.
Me, why is that critical?
Oh, because seniors have a tendency to shrink when they aren't around people, family, friends. They do. They go within themselves. I've done it myself. Mm-hmm. So I know, you know, depression, that sinks in. And it's a terrible thing. It really is. And it's a killing thing also. Mm-hmm. Because once you go into that hole, it's very hard to get yourself out
mm-hmm.
unless you have family and friends to help you do it.
And that's it's why critical. The senior center needs to be a welcoming place, and that's
Absolutely.
Why we try to make it. That's our culture there. As you walk through the lobby in the front door, you're greeted by one or two people. You're welcome there. We know you're probably a little uncomfortable, but we're going to get you a meal. We're going to get you signed up for a class. And the other thing for folks who are struggling, too, because coming out of the pandemic, people were still going to struggle
Absolutely.
Emotionally, like you said. And we have some wonderful support groups, and I have a team of 15 social workers ready to talk to someone if they need someone to talk to them. And it's all for free. You don't really need that appointment thing like you're going to the doctor.
Yeah.
But these are just fantastic social workers that just want to listen to you. And then maybe connect you with a support group so you can talk to other seniors either by Zoom or live. And we just want to provide supports, whatever level you're at.
That's fantastic because we have an enormous senior population in the Santa Clarita Valley.
Yes.
We really do. There are probably more seniors here than people know and
That's
realize.
True. That's
you know?
True. And we're trying to reach out to those that we don't know. So if you're listening today and you share with all of our different communities,
absolutely.
Is to reach out to those that may not know about us. And that's a gift we can give to others, is saying, hey, do you know about this? Because they may be listening today, but do their neighbors know about us? And I'm
that's
not quite
right.
sure.
That's right. And some of their next-door neighbors may not know
mm-hmm.
and may not realize.
And we can meet those nutrition needs that they have, and that's the important factor that we
and
can bring.
And that is so critical because many seniors live alone
mm-hmm.
and sometimes don't have the energy to get up and fix a meal
right.
or two meals or even three meals. And that extra meal coming to them, that's critical. Mm-hmm. It really is. Now, do you still offer the home-delivered meals?
Yes, we call it Meals on Wheels for
Meals
Santa Clarita. You'll see our little cars, our Priuses, and Nissan Cubes running around with our logos on it. And they're serving about 530 meals today that we went out. We got these incredible drivers. We have 18 different routes they're going out today. So they're coming this morning and just incredible people. But also what a resource to give to those who are truly homebound. It only goes to those that are homebound. But if they're homebound and they qualify, want to get a meal for them. And
being a driver and a deliverer is one of the most rewarding things you can do, as I've told you many times
you have.
On
but
this
program. Let me talk about drivers for a minute.
Okay.
This summer, we're going to have a shortage because some of our drivers have been delivering for 2 years are going to take a little vacation. So we want to get the word on the street for teachers who may have some time off this summer or others. We usually ask for a driver to be more longer term. But for this summer, we're looking for people to fill in for 6 to 8 weeks to help us out to deliver meals this summer. So we're looking for those who haven't thought about it before. We're not looking for that long-term commitment, but we want to give our drivers a little break this summer. So if you're interested, a couple of hours a day, doing the greatest thing in the world is delivering a meal to someone who gives you a big smile as you're doing it. There's nothing, and you're delivering 35 to 40 meals a day, and you get that smile, and you're bouncing back into your car to go do the next meal delivery.
It is the most rewarding feeling you could ever have. It really is. Because I did it for quite a while, several years, and many, many years ago.
Right.
And it was so exciting to pull up to somebody's apartment or home. And they're at the window. Come on, come on, come in. And go in, take the meal in, and sit and chat for a few minutes.
Yep.
We had to limit our time doing that.
You do,
but
you have a lot of meals to deliver.
Yes, that's right.
And we got to keep them hot.
But it was so rewarding to be able to do that, to brighten someone's day and brighten my own at the same time.
There you go.
Oh, it was absolutely
so when
incredible.
You see our cars in the community, give them a honk because that's all volunteer.
Oh, I do that.
Based.
They'll look over like, what happened? What did I do?
Oh, that's good.
So what about fundraisers coming up?
Oh, we have a big fundraiser come up. You're fully aware because you're at the head table that you purchased last year. Celebrity Waiter is coming back again this summer on July 16th. And
woohoo!
In the courtyard at Bella Vita.
And all the nice cool water
nice cool waters will be spraying over you. And it's this. Then the theme is A Night in Hollywood.
That is going to be fun.
Yes.
A
Night in Hollywood. Barbara will be at the head table. And we have some breaking news as of yesterday. We have a title sponsor for this year. And that is, you know them very well, Comfort Keepers in Home Care.
Yeah.
Miles McNamara is
yes.
back. He's our title sponsor this year. That's breaking news. He called me last night and said, I want to give back.
Yes, and he just walked
in,
too.
Did he just walk in? There's Miles McNamara.
And
Comfort Keepers in Home Care is our title sponsor for Celebrity Waiter.
He hasn't been in for ages. Always on the phone.
Well, he is back, and we're grateful for him and his donation to the community. And I said, Miles, you don't have to do this. He says, no, it's time to give back. And, you know, he's very proud of his company and what they do, and we're very proud of him as he's looking through our window.
Yes, and waving. And he can hear us talking about it.
That's good.
His ears are going red.
that's what's happening with our fundraiser. So July 16th, if people want a table, please call the Senior Center. We'll hook you up with that. You'll be at the head table.
259-9444.
You got it.
Absolutely.
We have lots of tables still available. Come and support the Senior Center. As you know, it's our one big fundraiser of the year. We don't do a lot of them, but our big one is going to be Saturday, July 16th
Celebrity
in the courtyard. And we're going to be honoring this year. As you know, we've changed a little bit with Celebrity Waiter. We want to honor our volunteers. So this year we're honoring our kitchen volunteers who show up very early in the morning to help prepare the food and our drive-through volunteers. So last year we honored our Meals on Wheels volunteers. This year it's our kitchen volunteers.
Wow.
So it's nice
wonderful.
To keep mission-focused, mission-based. The night is about giving, but it's about the mission of serving seniors.
Absolutely. And seniors are our mainstay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been a senior for a long, long time. And hopefully I'll keep going for a long, long time more. I plan on it.
As active as you are, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Then that's what keeps you going, staying positive.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need assistance, call the Senior Center. Don't hesitate because someone will talk with you. Someone can invite you in, make sure you get a ride on the Senior Center buses.
Mm-hmm.
They still go around,
yep.
don't they? And make arrangements to pick you up and bring you to the Senior Center and have some fun.
There you go.
Fun.
Hey, not to change topics too quickly on you. Do you like what I'm wearing today?
Yes,
do you see my purple? Am I good?
I
got my ribbon? And this is actually a very, very serious cause. It's for World Elder Abuse Month. And we're honoring that to remind people for seniors that maybe, you know, get caught up in scams or different things in their life or trying to prevent abuse. And this month we're focusing on that and just an awareness. So, Barbara, if you were to get a phone call and you're concerned about what information you're giving, we want you to talk to a loved one before you give them any information. We want to watch out for those different scams that are out there.
And they are all over the place.
So the word is just be cautious. Don't agree to anything, but talk to a friend. Well, you can talk to the senior center too, but talk to a friend before you agree to anything. And part of our elder abuse is just making sure and looking out for seniors in our community to make sure they're taken care of, that they're nourished, that they're cared for. And if they need help, there's so many resources, and that's what we want to push for this. And that's why I'm wearing purple every Wednesday for the next month, and we wear our ribbons just to remind people how important that is, and we are here to protect them and fight for them and help them.
You know, that's interesting because please watch out for a scam. Someone will call you and say you have just won $90 million in our sweepstakes. However, you have to give us $2,400 first.
Right.
Before we can deliver the money to you or meet you at the bank.
Right.
And seniors will fall for that, you know.
And that's why I want you to talk
and
to a friend first.
Lots of other people other than seniors will fall for it. I've had so many of those calls.
Mm-hmm.
It's been unbelievable. They'll tell you to go buy a one vanilla gift card for $200.
Right.
And then before they offer you the money, you've got to give them that card number. And what do? They go spend it.
Yep.
Of course.
So anyway, that's our message out. Talk to someone, talk to a loved one before you agree to anything or give any information or purchase something like that.
And don't give out any information, no security, social security numbers, no driver's license numbers, nothing that will put in jeopardy your personal information.
You got
it. It's critical. It really is. Yeah. And lots of times seniors fall for things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only other people, seniors do.
Seniors and non-seniors as well.
Yes,
so talk
yes.
to a friend, talk to a loved one before you do anything.
Absolutely. You cannot get caught up in something like that because that is so extremely dangerous. You put your life on the line, literally, you know, not only physically, but emotionally and financially.
Right.
It's just not worth it.
Well, you're a good advocate for Elder Abuse Awareness Month, so we'll tap into you. That's a beautiful message. I couldn't say it better myself.
Oh, wow.
So
that's incredible.
That. Hey, I know we're running short on time. Can I give you a quick series of events coming up?
Absolutely.
This Saturday, Doc Rockets, Rock and Roll Music in the Courtyard at 6 o'clock. You can still sign up for that. We have over 225 people coming. We're going to sell out of that one. And then guess who's coming into the house on June 4th at 6 o'clock? Is Elvis is back in town.
Woo-hoo!
So that's going to sell out
as
well.
June
4th. Elvis is back in town. We have a vaccine day over at the Senior Center on May 26th from 10 to 3. That's on our website. So check us out. If you need a vaccine, you need a booster, come over to the Senior Center on May 26th from 10 to 3. And we'll take care of you over there. So we got Doc Rockets, we got Elvis, we got vaccine clinics, we got lots of stuff going on.
Terrific.
And a lunch for you. So come on by.
That is wonderful. Sounds like the Senior Center is back in business.
We are.
Woohoo! That's wonderful. And if you've never been there before, call them 259-9444. And that's of course 661 area code. But they would be delighted to see you or just even talk with you and get you over there because it's a beautiful place. It really is. Absolutely beautiful. Inside and out.
There you go.
Absolutely. Thanks, Kevin, for coming in.
Thank you.
It was
good spending
delightful
time with you.
Talking to you. And we'll see you again next time.
Sounds great. Thank you, Barbara.
Okie-dokie. I'm Barbara Cochran with my missing Dr. Jean Doreo on your hometown station, 98.1 FM, AM 1220 KHTS.
And I'm 64.
Welcome back to the Senior Hour. I'm Barbara Cochran with my absent Dr. Jean Doreo co-host on your hometown station, 98.1 FM, AM 1220 KHTS. KHTS. Boy, talk about scrambling letters, huh? And now our lovely guest is Miles McNamara, who is one of our sponsors from Comfort Keepers in Home Care.
Hello, Barbara.
Hello, hello, hello. It's good to see you again.
It's good to be seen. I mean, it's good to see you too.
Join the club.
That's
it's
right.
Good to be seen. Yes, yes. Especially now since we can all get out and do something with friends and family and not have to walk around with this monstrous thing on our face and stay in the house, don't go out.
And this is the sweet spot before we hit to triple digits, and it's nice and warm and beautiful. So this is the sweet spot. Get outdoors, do some stuff, get some fresh air.
Yes, absolutely, because it's beautiful outside. I was sitting outside on the back patio with my kitty cat in my lap, reading the newspaper and drinking my cup of coffee and eating my breakfast. And it was so nice to just sit out there.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Beautiful time of year.
Oh, yeah. So what's going on with Comfort Keepers, my sir?
Well, as the name infers, we do in-home care. And, you know, for people who don't know us, hopefully that's not many, but just a quick overview, we provide non-medical in-home assistance to caregivers who want to stay independently in their own home. So, you know, if you know, the adult kids are running around, you know, getting their kids to soccer practice and then running over to make sure mom or dad ate well or took their medications on time, our caregivers, our comfort keepers, as we call them, they go in and they help with all the activities of daily life. They help them with, you know, nutritious meals, management of their reminder of their medication schedule, helping them in out of the shower. And it allows, you know, confidence both from our senior clients and the family to know that someone's there, eyes on, and helping them.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've been doing that here in the Valley for over 21 years now.
21 years.
Yeah.
I remember last year we celebrated 20.
I know, and I couldn't have my big 20th because we were all locked up,
I know. Are you going to have it now?
I don't know. The thunder might have passed. But, yeah, we have to do something to acknowledge all my employees and my caregivers because without them, I'd be nada, you know. So
That's true.
But I'd like to kind of take a minute, too. I think we have time because I can talk about home care, so I'll circle back to that. I can talk about that all day. But I want to take a minute to honor a group of people because this is – I heard Kevin from the Senior Center mentioned that this is World Elder Abuse Month, but this is also National Nurses Awareness Month. And nurses are the backbone of everything.
Oh, yes.
And it really became, I mean, I always knew that, but it really came apparent to me as I'm sure you remember about seven, eight years ago, I had a nearly fatal accident when I, you know, decided to wrestle a tractor and,
I
you know, spent,
that.
You know, a long time at Henry Mayo. It was the nurses that were always by my side. I mean, the doctors come and go. They're fabulous, of course. That goes without saying. But it was the nurses who I felt were the backbone of my care. I mean, from ICU to back out on the floor and then back into ICU and then back out, whatever. But I really want to take a minute to say thank you to all the nurses out there and they're incredibly special people. I might be dating myself, but there's a guy named Paul Harvey that used to read poems about "So God Made a Whatever." Well, I'm going to indulge you with a poem that Paul – I don't know if Paul Harvey wrote these, but I want to read this in honor of our nurses. And it's called "So God Made a Nurse." And I put bold print there, but I'm probably have to put my glasses on here. So to
yes,
all our nurses out
–
all our nurses out there, God said, "I need someone to care for the sick, the fragile, the broken, and the dying." So God made a nurse. God said, "I need someone to work long shifts and be on call 24 hours a day. Someone who has the heart of a servant and the will to sacrifice. Someone who will live a life dedicated to the well-being of others." So God made a nurse. He said, "I need someone who isn't afraid of coming in contact with blood or other bodily fluids. Someone who has guts and can stomach the sights and the sounds of birth and death. Someone who can calm a crying baby and comfort a crying mother. Someone who can send a person from this life to the next with dignity and compassion." So God made a nurse. God said, "I need someone who can distract people from pain with a radiant smile and exceptional kindness. Someone whose glowing personality makes the prick of a needle, the insertion of a tube, and the administering of medication almost painless. I need someone whose tenderness is directed toward people of every age, every background. Someone who is able to show love in every circumstance." So God made a nurse. He said, "I need someone with intuition, someone who can silence the noise that swarms the hospital halls for long enough to hear my voice and trust my guidance. Someone who believes in miracles, but also understands that I won't always allow one. I need someone who, in the absence of a miracle, has the ability to spread hope and shine light in an often dark world. So God made a nurse. God said, I need someone gentle. Gentle enough to cradle a sleeping baby and strong enough to carry the burden of a baby's death. Someone who has a voice for the aging and the deceased. Someone who goes home empty because she has poured herself out for those who are suffering. So God made a nurse. He said, I need someone who won't cut corners, someone who will work diligently to provide patients with the best care possible. Someone whose strength defies logic, who can physically carry human beings and lift their spirits when hope feels so hard to come by. Someone who can imprint even a fleck of joy on the heart of another in the most dire circumstances. So God made a nurse. God said, I need someone who will fight for life and leave the battle over death up to me. Someone who will hold the hands of the living and the dying. Someone who will send patients home, whether on earth or in heaven, with a smile and a prayer. Someone who will rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. So God made a nurse. He said, I need someone who will unite with patients in times of both gratitude and grief. Someone who is mighty, compassionate, intelligent, creative, and humble. Someone who has seen the worst in people, but still believes the best. Someone who understands the true meaning of the term handle with care. So God made a nurse. God said, I need someone who is special enough to be remembered, even the pain be forgotten. Someone who will have a positive impact on all of humanity. Someone who will answer one of my highest callings. Thank you, God, for making a nurse.
Wow. That says it all.
Yeah.
And, it really does.
And if you, like I said, when you personally spend time with them, when you're looking up from a hospital bed and they're there, and I mean, I can't say enough. I mean, I'm not going to get all choked up here or anything, but I mean, you know, especially the ICU nurses, I almost didn't make it through one time. I had a chest bleed that we didn't see at first, and I was in and out of ICU, and it was so miserable. But this guy, his name was Patrick. I don't know if you're still there, Patrick, but he was my ICU nurse, among others. But he really stood out to me. So if you're still around, Patrick, thank you. But thank you to all the nurses, and there you have it.
Oh, well, I couldn't agree more. Russ was in the hospital for 5 weeks. And those nurses were incredible.
Yeah.
They really were. I knew when I would usually get there around 10 in the morning and leave around 4 in the afternoon. And I knew that when I was not there, he would really be taken care of.
Yeah.
And he was. He was taken care of until his last minute. And they were always there.
And the insights. Always. I mean, even though we're non-medical with our in-home care, both my care managers are nurses. And because, you know, obviously we don't perform anything medical, but just have that insight because we interface a lot with medical organizations, be it hospice, right. Be it home health, discharging from, you know, the hospital. So we want that insight so that we can make sure we make that 911 or emergency call to the medical whatevers that are yes. needed. But it's just a nice connectivity of what our clients might need medically, and we call the right resource, and then they oversee all of our comfort keepers in the house to make sure the care plan that we've put together is being followed.
And they followed it because I used them.
Yeah.
When I couldn't care for Russ.
We had the privilege of caring for Russ.
Yes, you did.
And it's really important. I mean, care plans, that's why we do an assessment before we start any case, because mm-hmm. everybody has different needs.
Absolutely.
A lot of times, especially during the pandemic, when all the isolation and then, of course, followed by depression and such, mm-hmm. is, you know, it's on our brochure, it's on our list of services, but always overlooked. And, you know,
in
is,
actuality.
Is compassion.
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
I'm, the companionship. I'm sorry.
That's right.
So the companionship during the pandemic, but also sometimes our seniors, their families, they may not have family or they live states away. So, you know, it's just the companionship that, you know, they look forward to our visit. And we help active seniors as well. I mean, they, you know, just to, you know, go out to lunch or, you know, that companionship that they don't have in their circle. And we try to take them to the senior center if possible and get them out and about. Of course, we've been handcuffed with that for the last 2 years.
Yes, that's very true.
But companionship is a bedrock of what our seniors need. But, you know, also, you know, slip and falls, getting in and out of the shower. Those are the two areas, bathroom and the kitchen, are the highest levels percentage of falls for our seniors.
And speaking of falls, My husband bought me a walk-in tub for my birthday 1 year, and it was a lifesaver for him.
Yeah.
And now I don't like getting into the shower.
Right.
You have to do too much maneuvering, even though I've got those strips on the base of it. I never use my shower. The only time it gets used is when my daughter comes down and spends the night, or my son comes down and spends the night.
Yeah, and you make a good point, is that, and that's part of what we do before we start any case, and we'll actually, if they're not quite ready for our services yet, we offer it as a free of charge, you know, to our community, is a safety inspection of the house, because your walk-in tub is a prime example. As you age in place, you have to start making tweaks around the house that, you know, assist you from having that slip and fall. Mm-hmm. I mean, even when you get in that walk-in shower, you probably reach out a lot of times to balance yourself. So if you do, wherever you're naturally reaching, there should be a grab bar that's properly installed.
Well, there are two grab bars in my shower.
Yeah.
I had them put
Well, you're the
Lynn
most
Russ.
Prepared person I know, right? Well, I'm talking about, I'm not talking about you, Barbara.
No, I know, but it's such a big help. And when I would have to get into the shower with Russ to help him, because he couldn't reach up from the shower stall or turn the button knobs, and we thought, well, no, it's time to start using the walk-in tub, which he objected to. He said, no, I want to use the shower.
And again,
but it's too dangerous.
Exactly. And being innovative, like you said, you get in and you can't reach up. Well, you know what? Have a plumber come out and relocate that down to almost waist level. And make sure you have a shower chair. And make sure it's a removable nozzle so you can bring it up nice and close. I mean, so there's different things that you could adjust, you know, making sure that the surfaces of your house are all consistent. Because a walker, you know, going from a rug to tile with a large threshold between the door, not walker friendly, you know, and it calls falls and such. And throw rugs are the worst for seniors. Get those darn things off the floor, you know, because you're going to stub a toe, you're going to, you know, get your walker stuck in it, and you're going to go down. We always talk, you know, new parents, we hear them about childproofing a house, but we also have to senior proof a house.
Absolutely.
I hope no one takes that in a bad way. It's just it's part of, you know, the circle of life.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, so
it's part of getting older. Not old, just older.
So,
because you become more liable to lose your balance. And even I have problems with that sometimes.
We all do.
I'll take off down the hall like I'm flying to the moon. I feel, wait, slow down, Barbara. Slow down.
Fortunately, I'm not that unstable yet, but I have jumped up from the couch after watching TV for a while, and my leg fell asleep. Boom! It's like stepping on air. It's like, oh my goodness. So now before I get up, I make sure I can wiggle my toes and I have feeling, because if you sit in one position too long and you lose feeling, you're going down. But again, our seniors as well.
That's very true. And if you get up too fast, and you become dizzy, you know, and then whoops, down you go.
And a lot of things we try to tell our adult, were you signaling for a break, buddy? Okay. Is we don't know what we don't know.
That's true.
You know, when we have our adult children who are lovingly trying to care for their parents as they age in place, we can come in as that advisor. And like I said, we offer the safety inspection free of charge if they don't think they're quite ready for our services yet. But just things that, you know, it's like the aha moment. It's like, why didn't I think of that? It's like the paperclip. I wish I'd have thought of that. I'd have an island somewhere. But it's the same with, as we, you know, care for, we can't see the forest for the trees. And, you know, and like I said, we've been doing this over 21 years. And it's our goal and mission is to not only help our seniors live in their own homes and age in place, but also to come alongside our adult children. Because there's a lot of stress watching your heroes get old and need the help, and it's sort of an all encompassing wellness plan that we try to put together, so that, you know, the daughter or son's not sitting at work all day hoping mom or dad didn't fall or did they take their meds, you know, anything. So it's very important to, you know, make sure your house is senior proof. Make sure that you've got safety precautions and no throw rugs and proper hand bars. And don't grab for a towel rack, because they're going to pull right out
That'll
of the wall.
That'll come right off.
Yeah,
you're
so
exactly
make sure those handrails are really properly and professionally installed. I believe the Senior Center has a handyman program that'll do that, if I recall.
Yeah,
I
think they do.
That's no longer happening. I apologize for false advertising.
No, I think they do.
Yeah.
I think they still do.
Yeah.
But no, it's critically important.
Because mismanagement really of meds, we talked about the bathroom and the kitchen being the highest percentage of slip and falls. Well, mismanagement of meds is the highest percentage of why seniors go to the hospital.
That's right. And let's halt there, so we need to take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Barbara Cochran on your Senior Hour on your hometown station, 98.1 FM, AM 1220 KHTS.
Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Welcome back to the Senior Hour. I'm Barbara Cochran with my missing co-host, Dr. Jean Doreau, on your hometown station, 98.1 FM, AM 1220 KHTS. And we're speaking with one of our sponsors, Miles McNamara from Comfort Keepers in Home Care. And an interesting conversation so far.
Yeah, and I know we have a short time, so I just wanted to kind of touch base on what Kevin McDonald mentioned about this is World Elder Abuse Month. Because and folks need to realize there are so many different strains of elder abuse. I mean, you hear that, you think someone's going to smack and hit or whatever.
No, it
but
doesn't
you've got physical
there.
Abuse, you've got verbal abuse, you know.
Emotional abuse.
And believe it or not, sexual abuse. Yes. And financial abuse, because I heard you mention scams, and that is so true. But there's so many different forms of senior abuse or elder abuse that, you know, there's the hotline, you know, to the elder abuse hotline, and I don't have that number, unfortunately, because Kevin caught me off guard with, I didn't realize this is World Elder Abuse Month. I need to put that on my calendar. But at least call 911. You know, I mean,
absolutely.
If you see abuse happening, and I've written articles, and I'll probably maybe do another one, you know, of how to don't fall for that Nigerian prince, you know, but, you know, as far as senior scams, people come in and they offer to do the roof for, you know, I'll do it for $10,000,
yes.
Which is 30% cheaper than anyone else, but they need a $5,000 deposit,
yes.
And you never see them again.
That's
so,
right.
You know, just be aware, and, you know, the seniors are the largest growing demographic of using the internet. You know, and there's so many
and
things
so
out there.
There are so many scams on the internet. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I see them all the time.
And there's a term called phishing, P-F-I-S-S-H-I-N.
That's right.
And that simply means that if you don't click links from – don't click – unless you go yourself on Google or whatever, but you rarely click a link. But they'll send you a link with this, you know – fake Wells Fargo or Bank of America,
yes.
Something about your account, you click the link to fix it,
yes.
and now you're exposing all your personal information, and they're asking for person, you know. No, do not ever
do
anything
it.
On email with your bank account, with your social security number, anything, because they look real. These logos look identical. These scam artists have taken it to the next level.
And they're very adept at doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So much so that you get sucked in before you really realize what's going on.
And companies fall for it too, because I'm sure you've heard of the ransomware.
Oh,
you
yes.
Know, they'll click something, you know, and because I tell all my employees, you do not click links, you know, and boom, they're infected your computer and that now and they shut down your system and they want money before they'll release it.
That's
why
right.
They call it ransomware.
That's right.
So just be very cautious. Don't click the links you don't know about and never enter personal information on the internet.
No, not ever.
Yeah.
Not ever.
But
no.
And that's part of, you know, abuse not only for elders but for everybody, but that's the kind of falls into the financial abuse. Identity theft is huge right now. I mean, you know, that once they get your social and I mean they did kind of a study where people don't think and they're, you know, talking to them and they're asking them, like, "What's your mom's maiden name?" Cuz yeah, I know she got married. So they start asking kind of indirectly all these questions,
yes.
That you put on, what's your mom's maiden name, who was your first dog, what was your first car, and they're like, oh yeah, I went to this elementary school.
That's
so,
right,
yeah.
That's right. And
so
boy,
just be aware.
They are adept,
yeah.
At getting into your personal life, and before you know it, you've been robbed,
yeah,
you've been hacked, everything.
Con artists are good at what they do.
They certainly are.
But I know we're running out of time. So, again, even if you don't think you're ready for our services, we don't know what we don't know. We do free in-home consultations, you know, just to maybe introduce you to the thought of it, to maybe down the road. Maybe you need it and you don't know you need it. But we've been down here on Lyons Avenue for over 20 years, like I said. And you can reach us at 661-287-4200, at 661-287-4200, or just go to comfortkeepers.com. And if you're listening from afar, you don't, you can punch in the zip code of we're a international franchise. So just punch in the zip code where you need care, and it'll take you to the closest office.
Fantastic, Miles. It was wonderful having you here. It's been such a long time.
Thank you.
I mean, a month.
Good to see you.
Goes by like crazy, doesn't it? Thanks for joining us this afternoon. We're sponsored by Providence Holy Cross Medical Center, Hestia Med Spa, and the one and only Comfort Keepers in Home Care. Join us next week on the Senior Hour. Now, go and enhance your quality of life.
Woo-hoo.